Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Texans get a W. David Culley goes crazy. Good Lord, I like that guy. 12:35. You take David Culley out of Tennessee. It's golly gee, golly gee. All shucks. You ain't going to crush my spirit. You put him in Tennessee when you have him taste victory.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ross puts his hand on his shoulder trying to relay the message. Tell him
gives him
to
the two forefingers. Get out of here.
Boy, David Culley was about to smack the hell out of his special teams coach. He said, I got this.
Yeah.
The hell out of my way. Then he goes to the podium and he says this. Mm-hmm. You would think the Texans beating the best team in the AFC record-wise.
Took their team from your city.
You would think that David Culley would like to hand out some pigskin. Mm-hmm. Hell, I would. I'd love to throw Kamu Grugier-Hill a game ball for that interception and all the effort that he's been given.
Yeah.
And all the positivity he's been spitting with the process.
How many game balls is Desmond King ever going to get?
I mean, I don't know. He's going against his former team. Mm-hmm. He knocks A.J. Brown the hell out of the game with a clean hit.
How many game balls is Eric Murray ever going to get?
Two interceptions. I don't know. Zero.
Yeah.
According to David Culley, because David Culley goes up to the podium and the all shucks guy when he gets his boots on the ground in his home state all of a sudden becomes Captain Hardo.
Don't you do that, though? Like, when you go back with your homies from high school and you're back in your town for Thanksgiving or whatever, don't you all of a sudden kind of revert to, like, your old self in certain situations? I do. I'm not going
to
lie.
Man, I just didn't know Culley was like this. Listen to this, man. You're talking about game balls, and this is David Culley with John McClain, who's going to join us tomorrow at 10:40, presented by Horn Solutions. This is David Culley responding to old John McClain.
We didn't give out any game balls today. We ain't won enough ball games to get any game balls today. No game ball for me.
What are we doing?
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
What are we doing?
I think is he kind of posing as a team that expected to be...
You're calling him a poser, huh?
I guess, but let me finish.
Oh, wow.
You tell me. Kind of posing as a head coach of a team that he expected to be a lot better, but lo and behold, they're 2-8, so nobody gets a game ball because we're 2-8. Because nobody expected this team to be any good.
Look, there's a time to be a Hardo.
Right. Maybe, that was a time to celebrate, man.
Maybe we'll get there one day.
Yeah.
It's one thing for some jamoke like me to come up here and say, well, you know, the Tennessee Titans did kind of just seem like they gifted that to the Texans. And it was a perfect storm. And they were coming off six hard-fought weeks at the most banged-up team in the NFL. A.J. Brown got hurt. You had Marcus Johnson get hurt. You had guys limping off. Bud Dupree was on IR. Julio Jones is injured. And, you know, the Texans were fresh and it was raining and all that. Like, it's one thing for someone like me to say that. But, David.
Look.
Y'all got to eat the cheese, man.
I thought it was a really good win, and I'm going to explain that in just a second. But Miami tried to gift it, and you didn't do anything with it. I think Cleveland tried to gift it early, and you didn't do anything with it. So they actually took advantage of what the Titans were doing, and I give this defense a lot of credit.
I do too. Yeah. I mean, I think that fluke punt that hit the dude's foot, that was just
a bounce of the ball thing.
That was a bounce of the ball, but what Desmond King did, what Kamu Grugier-Hill did, What Terrence Mitchell did, I think they made plays and they deserve credit for making plays. I do wonder, though, David Culley, you're going to hear from him live in 30 minutes right here on Sports Radio 610. Now that he's back in Texas, what kind of Tennessee are we going to hear? Because I'm nervous now that once we get back in Texas, this is the kind of Tennessee vibe we're going to get from David Culley. I'll just find a song about Tennessee that I think this is what we're going to hear in 30 minutes, and this is what we've heard all year. This is what we're going to hear from David Culley. Oh, gosh.
Tennessee, Holloway rolling out this way. Needs a block.
Holloway, oh, no.
Holloway will run. Holloway at the 10. Holloway at the 5. Holloway dives. Back is Kelly. The score 22-17.
Little Tennessee Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
Big Orange in the Superdome.
With the voice.
Oh, what's going on here?
This is Culley.
You could hear.
This is what he's like here. Rocket Top.
Oh, my goodness.
He's Kenny Chesney here.
He is.
He's going Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm.
We heard 2015.
This is what we get. I didn't know that David Culley that we saw yesterday existed.
He had he's shown a couple of things here and there, but not like that.
I mean, I've seen him cuss some people out, but not like that.
No.
Shut this guy up. I hope we don't hear that in 30. I want to hear what I heard yesterday because I didn't know we had this in him.
Game balls for us. This, no soup for you.
This is the David Culley Tennessee version that I want to hear. That's what we heard after the game yesterday. This is what I hope we hear. This is the type of Tennessee that we need to hear for the remainder of the season, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
From her ever since. Man, forget that, bro. You can't be trying to say that, bro. Everybody knows she ain't no good. What? I love her, man. I'm gonna marry her. I done did all kind of stuff. I done gave her some cheese. I done did her hair, got her nails. I done got them little hands plucked out of her chin. Man, you can't make
this is Culley in Tennessee.
You know that. How you gonna say that, man? I love her, man. I'm going to Miami, man. Check this out, all right? Because I love her, man. I love her. I love her.
Get him, David.
Oh, like that?
Get him, David.
All right, you wanna do it like that?
Get him, David. That's John McClain talking about Carol.
Oh, man.
Now, here's Culley's message. Wait for it. David Culley. Carol, I got to ask Carol. I got to ask Carol what I got to do. I got to ask Carol what I got to do. Hey, Coach, what do you think I should tell my wife for Thanksgiving? Just wait. This is David Culley yesterday at the podium. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here you go. I'm going to introduce me. Project Pat, I keep it real. I'ma introduce you. Use a sucker making deals. You're gonna make these freaking holes when you bite. I don't understand how you turn a freaking to a white. I don't really get why you turn a freaking to a white. The bumper bitch a phone. Now you're screaming no one calls. It's about 4 a.m. She ain't no one. This was in his iPod.
Yeah, he was playing this. They can face and turn around. But you best say the lad, then you
know when she a go. Sucking dig, chewing cad. That's enough of that. Enough of that.
Who was that?
Project Pat. Little Tennessee.
All right.
Yeah. That's what he was listening to in his iPod.
Yes.
When David Culley's at NRG in his iPod, he's got like some, oh, my exes live in Texas. That's why I rest my head in Tennessee.
He's a different dude in his old stomping ground.
You get him up to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Dope boy, dope boy fresh. Yeah.
Memphis 10.
Oh.
Is it like that? Oh, boy. I don't even want to say it. Is it like, let's just say you shake hands differently in certain places,
yes,
in certain environments?
Dude, you get him in Tennessee.
Yeah.
In Tennessee, you're like, what up, dog? What up, man?
Like Key and Pills.
What up, man?
You get him to Tennessee,
the
he's Key
and
ready
Pills
to go.
Kid about
that. I'm telling you, man. I honestly really do think that in that moment, and I tweeted out at Landry Locker earlier today, like in that moment, where, like, he knows that his family's in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
That camera shot, like, once the game
well,
is
Well, explain
iced,
it. Some people may not be know what you're talking
so
about.
So at the end of the game, there's a minute left. The Texans are up 9. It's fourth down, and they're just milking the clock. And Frank Ross, the special teams coach, and I tweeted this out.
Who stays in his ear pretty regularly.
Frank Ross is clearly the guy that's talking to someone else on the headset. And Frank Ross, whether it's someone telling him or whether it's Frank Ross just using his own instincts, he's clearly the guy that's relaying stuff in-game to David Culley.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, we might need to start questioning that process if we're going to do that instead of just blaming David Culley. But at the end of the game, David Culley's there, and Frank Ross, it's very clear. You take the delay of game, you punt to Tennessee. There's going to be about 40 seconds left. You're up or whatever, even less.
Yeah.
And you're up 9 points and yada, yada, yada. Frank Ross comes up to David Culley. He touches his jacket.
Yeah.
Like he's like nudging
kind of,
him.
Kind of pinches it.
And Culley like first says, I got it. Mm-hmm. And then Frank's still talking. And Culley points the finger, two fingers to him and says, I got it. Yeah. I got it. Frank goes back. You can tell he's kind of, I don't want to say he's got his tail between his legs, but he's like holding his headset. You can see this at Landry Locker on Twitter. And he's like talking in the headset kind of like quietly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's like, he said he got it. But I don't know what it was. But you could tell Culley was just irked.
Yeah.
And then minutes after that, he goes up there and says, no game balls for us.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
He stood his ground.
But I would have liked to have seen a game ball for Desmond King. I think that was the best individual performance. And I think Kamu Grugier-Hill's done a good job all year. So I'd like to see both of those guys get some love.
We didn't give out any game balls today. We ain't won enough ball games game balls today. No game ball for me.
I want to hear what he's like when he goes up there today.
Well, we're going to hear in just about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, 25.
I think, was he kind of... he clearly was irked with Frank Ross at that moment. The game's in the hand.
Well, I mean, that's his shot, bro. Like, that's when the camera's on you. He knows that. That's when you get your camera time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be getting in someone's camera time. Now, I've known some guys who are like, know how to get their own camera time because they wouldn't play, but they would know, hey.
Get in the back.
Crabtree just scored a touchdown. Let's go sit by him after he scores a touchdown. But that was David Culley's camera time, and he doesn't need Frank Ross nudging on his jacket like he's a damn kid that just walked away at the freaking zoo.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. And he told him as much. Said, I'm going to jump on you like a damn trampoline. Now, if you want to do that this weekend against the Jets, maybe David Culley's going to be a little nicer to you. You know, maybe in Cleveland, maybe in.
This is my turf.
Yeah, this is my hood.
In Buffalo?
Yeah.
I got this. This is my hood.
Yes, exactly. In Indianapolis and at NRG.
I think there was also, don't embarrass me, man.
Come on, don't insult me.
Insult me,
like,
whatever.
If you want to teach me something, that's fine. But
you don't teach me nothing in my hood.
Yeah, you're not. You're
I mean, we can criticize David Culley, but I think he knows what to do.
Less than a minute left, 9 points.
And a 9-point lead.
I know to punt, man.
That's right.
What the hell is wrong with you?
maybe Frank Ross was right all along. Even David Culley, wrong all along. David Culley knows what to do here.
Come on.
That's embarrassing.
Disrespect.
Don't do that.
The absolute disrespect. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy fig with you, and you have people wondering, like, is this a win loss? Is this? I think the win is good. The win is good. It always does feel better to win. It's not like you're missing out on some like generational quarterback. I don't know how significant it is. There is a chance that we look back at this and we say 2 years from now, damn, they could have had Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon.
Something's going to happen.
Someone else, but I don't look at this and say, you know, this is just the most costly win loss, like a lot of people do.
No, I thought it was important for the guys in the locker room. It was very important for David Culley. It was fluky, but man, it's still impressive to be able to pull off a win in that wet, you know, pretty cold. You pull off that win. Despite just getting outgained by 230-something yards and only having 190, it's something to be said for finding a win there, no matter what it might mean down the road.
No pigskin, though.
No game balls.
No pigskin.
We got two footballs right there. We can give them game ball.
I want to give Desmond King a game ball.
I think Desmond King deserves a game ball.
I think the play of the game was knocking out A.J. Brown. I truly do. I think if A.J. Brown stays in the game, I think that things are a little bit different, but I think that Desmond King doing that, the interceptions didn't hurt either. But I think the
those are big interceptions.
Nature of getting A.J. Brown, I think that was
Kamu Grugier-Hill
in the game.
Terrence
Mitchell,
Blacklock,
Terrence Mitchell, Eric Murray, by the way, some big plays. Too.
Yeah,
huge plays, huge plays.
Malik
Texans
Collins,
two dubs, baby, two mm-hmm. dubs. Texans favored against the Jets this week. We'll hear from David Culley. Are we going to hear Memphis / Tennessee Culley? Are we going to hear Texas, Culley, only one way to find out. Keep it locked here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. reaction Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.